Kuschmann, am Mittel.
Yeah, okay, so we saw yesterday the nigla of mitzvah sukkah as explained by the Beinu Bechaye in Tara Kemach. We talked about the parsha of Maaseh and the masos in the midbar, the significance of why the Torah tells us about it. I want to pick up. Where did we leave off? We left off, I think, on Reish Ayin Vav. But I want to pick up on Reish Ayin Zayin. Amid Reish Ayin Zayin. After he discusses a little bit more about the significance of the Sipur HaMasos, he says, okay, that explains the union of the Sukkah Derech HaNigla. Take a look, about 7 or 8 lines from the top. Hine Be'arnu Taimim, right after the note 45 in the text. Hine Be'arnu Taimim with Sipur HaMasos Shabbat Torah. Whatever the various reasons that he explained, the ala klal, in sum, kidei sheyia zikaron amidas Yisrael b'midbar kavua b'levavos. It is very important, and we approach Sukkot, to think about this idea. That's the man yedidor seichem. That's the reason that Rabbah gives, shelter be'ena, that's the reason that the Bach gives, everyone should have in mind when they sit in the Sukkah, especially the first night. So what is it that you should remember? The zikaron should be the point of Rabbeinu Chaye, the whole existence and this continuation of Klal Yisrael being able to survive the elements in the Midbar, and it should be established in our heart that Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. Why is that important takeaway message? The Pnei Shahaya Dirasam B'Midbar Diras Arai. Here we get to the Diras Arai idea. It was a Diras Arai in the Midbar. The Asidim Likones B'Diras Keva. It was on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a Diras Keva. She Eretz Yisrael. She Sham Beis Hamigdash, Hanikra Beis Olamim. Kilobasim Adata, Elam Nucha Velanachala. That's the ultimate sense of Keva. It's Taveinu Batora, the Mitzvah Zu, Lotzeis Mi Batenu, Sheheim Diras Keva, Vilasheves Besuka, Shehi Diras Arai. The Koron with Diras Hamidbar. So the Diras Hamidbar is Diras Arai. V'zeu she'omru azal, tsemi Diras Keva, v'sheba Diras Arai, kloma. What's the pshat? Have a zocher Diras Chaba Midbar. What's the idea of you leaving your Diras Keva to go Diras Arai? Think about your survival in the Midbar, she'oisa Diras Arai. V'akadosh Baruch Hu, hotziacha misham, Voshivcha b'diras keva b'mivchar hamakomos, which means to get us to Eretz Yisrael. Ufikach ani matrichacha b'mitzvah zu sheteishem ibeischa shu diras keva v'teishe b'sukah sheiz diras arai zikaron lizman hamidbar zehu hanigla. Okay. Ad kan mitzvah sukah al derech hanigla. Now we began yesterday, beginning of the piece, this whole explanation, the pasuk in Mishlei, maskios kesef tapuchei zahav, that there's the kesef, which is the nigla, and there's the zav, that's underneath it, that's the nister of the mitzvah. Now a little bit of the nister, a little bit. V'anister. Zeu she'omar kasu v'asukos tefet shivas yamim v'amru azal eila nani kavod she'arei Yisrael. So it sounds ki'ilu like the Rabbeinu Bechaye is saying that the inyan of sukos mamish, that corresponds more to diras, to the nigla of the mitzvah, and the inyan of anani kavod, that corresponds to the nister, which sounds like to me. Ewa anani kavod, sharei Yisrael, b'midbar hayumakifin osam shiva ananim, b'ananim nikroim suka. They were surrounded on 7 anani kavod, Chazal say, and ananim are called suka, it's like a barrier. Shekein omar Yishai lo'asid bor Hashem ha'mechon ha'tzion ha'bamak ve'elk, anan yomam v'ashan, v'samachle v'sukatir etzel yomam. That shows a mile of Klal Yisrael that they had 7 anani kavod. Kikein darshu Razal shehikif kisei hakavod shehekif shiva kisei hakavod b'shiva anonim. Shenema ma'aches pnei kisei pirshes alav anono. Pasuk in Iyov, I believe. What's pirshes? Pires is to spread. What's pirshes with a zayin? Biuro. Pires alav shiva ananim, referring to the kisei hakavod. Zel tosefes zayin. Pires zayin. Ba'osan zayin ananim nikran sukos v'aleim nemas v'osav sukaso. Again, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein iftaveinu b'mitzvah sukkah. Shenasa sukkos k'neged osan sukkos v'hem anonim sheikifu osan b'midbar. U'fishayu shiva. There were seven anani kavod. Al-kein iftaveinu asus mitzvah sukkah chodesh ha-shvi shivas yomim. So there's seven and seven. Chodesh ha-shvi shivas yomim sukkos all k'neged the seven. V'davayadu mekubo b'nyonim eilu. Ha-prusim b'anonim eilu. Ha-prusim al-kisei kavod she'em psuchim. L'kabel ha-tshuva v'atfila. The anonym allow entrance for tshuva tefila. Sharei tshuva magaz kisei hakavod. It goes right to the kisei hakavod. It's not that she spell chotim. When unfortunately we sin, hanonim mistatmin. These anani kavod don't allow the tefilos to go through. The nasim kimin suka, like it says, so quotes now the pasuk shekasuv in Eicha. Sakosa the anan lach me'avor tefila. That means that the ananim around the Kisei HaKavod are blocking the tefillah from rising to the Kisei HaKavod. Ufisha neshamos ha-tahoros sharshim v'Kisei HaKavod. The neshamos are rooted in the Kisei HaKavod. V'sham ikir ha-tahaira. Chaya mirimzi ha-torah shebechol makam shenizka b'torah Kisei HaKavod yaskim mayim b'tzido. Mayim is tahara, as we know. So anytime you find Kisei HaKavod reference, you have associated with that the Lashon of Mayim, which is the Kisei HaKavod. And it says after that, V'nasu Naharos Hashem. So you see the Inyan of Tahara. Uksiv od Kisei HaKavod Moram Erishon HaTorah B'chukosai, I believe, in Yirmiyahu. V'samach Lei Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's a pasuk that we know from Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva quoted that pasuk before Yom Kippur. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Cheng Siv Od. Vivo Sab Sukaso. Chesh Rasmai Mavishchakim. Again, the notion of Kisei HaKavod connected with Mayim. Ufisha Mayim. It's interesting to note, he's not going to say this, but the Inyan of Mayim and Sukkos is very connected. As we know, the Nisuch HaMayim of Sukkos. So another way to think about it is the Inyan of Tahara. Ufi, and we know that Tahara is connected to Yom Kippur, but it's apparently also with Sukkos. Ufisha Mayim Ika Tahara. Sivinu merimze the schach hasuka she'em misachim b'davar mekabel tuma. That's the halach. They can't use davar mekabel tuma. Shnei v'aspach ha'beganach ha'mikvecha. Now he says v'das ha'omer. Unclear who he's referring to. They note on the bottom to look at the notes in the Ben Bachaye al Torah. Das ha'omer. Some opinion. It could be there's a Rabbi Yehuda later, but Tosa says there's not Davar Gimel. Tosfos of Yud agrees to this that you can't use davar mekabel tuma. L'maisa dasa omer shemesachim b'davar mekabel tuma. So whoever that is, who so da kasub? That's the meaning of what we find in the Parshas Achrimos by the describing the Avodas Yom Kippurim that the kohen is to be zorek the dam also ba'olam moed. It says hashochen ita besoch tum osam, which is a concept that Hakadosh Baruch Hu rests his presence even when Kaiso are on a level of Tumah. Very profound idea. Gan, so therefore that's why there is such a Manda Omer. Gan b'midas ha-sukah yishposot amok m'shizkiru razav medrash m'pasik b'emek sukah samadeh b'eng arach b'kan yosef. Okay, now. Omnam lefaresh levayar tam mitzvah zosederach ha-seichel. Now he's going to get to some other deep ideas. He says as follows: Yodua ki b'chodesh hazeh b'reshiso nivra ha'olam. In the beginning of Tishrei was b'yas ha'olam u'bem fe'iso. In the middle of Tishrei, teslav, titzdabeinu lasu sukkah. What is the idea? Sukkah is keneged the two worlds, this world and the next world. We know Chazal say b'kar Hashem tzur olamim, right? The yud and the hey. So the world, this world is nivra behey, and the world to come is nivra b'yud. That's what the two worlds are, yud kei. Yesh binyan sukkah remez v'zikaron shnei olamos. So mitzvah olam b'olam hazeh, hu shasukkah yesh lo gimu tfanos. That's the ikar halacha, right? Gimu tfanos, a kosher. Remez, and that's of course the hay, right? Because the third walls, you have the sugis later, are afilu tefach. That's the oz hay. Two full walls, and then the one leg. Okay, position it is a whole shayla. But meanwhile, the basic background, the basic tzura, are the walls. Yesh begimut fanos remez lebinyan halamezeh shirushal shkoshet fanos. He says mizrach ma'ir v'dorim kitzafan engel dofim. Mizam ha'kasim noted tzafan al tohu, whatever he means here. Va'amru azal ruch tzfonis enam misucheches. Va'odam muzal, that's about the world itself. Ha'kabanos regal ha'olam shenem ha'shakas ha'yachav v'tach tzafona. Okay. Mishpat ha'sukah shiyasra tzuras pesach. Kan mikan al gabeyen. Nu, here you have, again, the tzura of a hay. Zui tzuras pesach v'tzuras hay. Ukfayadata Maimarazal, Omazender for Behave, is also the Gemara Tfichanamitsuas Pesach, because of the Behave. Amru Od, in Teres Ella Bitsuas Pesach, fine. Olam Haba, Ki Yesh Tsurach Muchrach, Yes Goba Sukha, Gemiut Asura Tfachin. Here we get to the Yud. Why the height Yud Tfachin? Because Olam Haba is Nipa Beyud. Zel Shashaninum, Shenikbar Yud Tfachim Sula. Gemara learns it out from the Aron. We'll see the Gemara later in Daf Hey. Min Aron Shay Gabu Asar Tfachim Kinnish Amar Kosev Amachatzi Komaso. That's a 9 Tfachim. Va'ob Yusha Kapores Ayu Tefach. That's 10. That Kruv Mahayu Mina Kapores Gemalo Sochem Vechanfeyem Nimsis Lame that the Chala was Asar Tfachim Nisrach above. Ubeferish Amru Amaba Never Behei. Now what's the connection? The two worlds. Yadua Ki Ma Koma Shemasa Gadam Bo Mazeh Enyo Chalahasa Kiyim Dem Tzos Chamishas Chushav. What is it, how does a person relate to what's in this world? How does a person take in what there is in this world? The five senses. That is through the medium of Eser Sviros. There are 10 Sviros, as we know, starting with Malchus is the lowest, and Keser, the 10 Sviros, and that's Yud of Olam Haba. The Zebir, Maimar, Mizal, Omazin, Vibehe, Omban, Vibeliyud. The 5 chushim is this world. The 10 spheros are what connects to the next world. Harelu chashnei olamos nirmazim b'mitzvah sasuka. What's the idea? Ki kasher yishtadel ha'adam v'yitrach b'maseh asuka with im chameshes chushav, with all the senses that you put into it, v'yaset chunasa b'tziyura b'davar gufni, in physical sense, kan mikan, kan al-gabei, n'tzures ha'pesach. And then you kanis lifnim bechalal asuka lios tela rosho. Hine zer remez the dogma lishtadlus haadam betarcho ba'olam hazeh b'maisi hamitzvus im chameshes chushav. What is this symbolizing? That a person puts their guf to mishtadel in everything they can, as much as they could, to do mitzvahs in this world. And with that, Yirash Chayelam Abba be'esesfiros yesahor habohir. That's the tzila de memnusa. That's the tzel of the sukkah. That's the bechin of Olam Abba. Hanikra atara, crown hachofet v'sochei chalrosha. Very deep, wafty ideas, as you know. K'maim razal v'atroseyan v'rosheyan. That this Olam Abba, the images that the crowns are on their heads on the tzaddikim v'nenem z'vashchina. Ki lo yitochen. You can't get to Olam Haba without the effort of this world. The Mesius Yashar makes this point many times. You have to put the effort in before Shabbos, then you enjoy the food on Shabbos. Kakodesh Baruchu, Tzilon Shel Yisrael, Bu Hamegin Aleim Kitzel Hamegin B'pnei Achama. Just like the Schach is protecting from the sun, providing shade, so is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tzilcha. He's your shade. Hu Sha'amar Hashem Tzilcha Yadiminacho Ksibet Tzilo Chimati V'Yashavti V'Zel Sha'amru V'Chamasam Rub Mitzilasa Psula. Because the idea is that you have to have Tzel. There's a pianister. V'Amru V'Mebish. And then you'll see he goes on to other nyanim, other halachas, the continuation, the hef, that there's no hefsik. Lulav is only by day, and sukkah is day and night, and that's the idea of Olam Haba. Also, ke'en taduru, that the tainug is ein sof. The tainug of Olam Haba doesn't have any breaks. You see, he discusses that in the next paragraph. And you can get a little bit of, again, a flavor of the Nister here. And then he continues the next page. And the Fika Chayiv Adam Shiyase Sukkah B'Murgash B'Shiyiz Bonein B'Inyana B'Musko. In other words, you do it in a physical sense, but then you try to relate in some way to the spiritual ideas that we just laid out for us. And he goes on at the next paragraph. B'Afo B'Shinistah V'Enu Lasus HaMitzvah B'Nigra En Ikra Ella Benister. And the Raya Ladavar, Klei HaMishkan, were physical kelim, but they were all dugma for Dvarm Sichliyim, Ruchniyim, B'Tavnis Lehem, like it says in the Pasuk, Re'eva Asei, B'Tavnisim Asher Tamar Bahar, as I show you in the Har, that's what you should do here. So it is with Gan Eden, continuing a little bit to Parshas Bereishis, Gan Eden Shadar Bo Adam Harishon had trees, it had rivers, but what was it? It wasn't the physical. The Marban writes in Parshas Bereishis, there was a physical Gan Eden. But there's just like the Gan Eden Momata, the Gan Eden Momala, and all these rivers that are formed from Gan Eden, Chidekel, and Pishon, and Pras, these are all Ramazim. So these are all Tziyurim, Le'inyanim, Nelamim, Nefloim, and that's what he says, that's Vayita and Vayitzmach, Zelamala, Zelamata, V'ra'ucha Levayer, Kiatora, Tichlo, Ha'oyonim, Ve'atachtonim, Ve'en Lecha Chachma, Shelotia, Nirmezes, Batora, whether it's Chachma, Sakucham, Ve'amazolos, as the Pasuk tells us, the Shmartim Asisam Ki Chachmaslam Binachmin Ha'amim, which is Chachmas Ha'kocham Ha'mazolos, Kufos Mazolos, Chachmas Ha'rafuos, and Yashem Lufecha, the Adua, Bizman Ha'nevua, Yuchol Yisrael Shomin Ha'Navi. Time of Nevua, someone was sick, they would go to the Navi, like today we go to the doctor. Because really, this is something that the Ramban talks about, Bechukosai. Ki lo tovo lo adam machla, Mavodos Hashem Yisbarach, Shekvar Yiftiach Usanu, Uverach eslach macha v'esmeimach v'asiros imacha mikirbecha v'od yivtichanu Hashem sholim tzdarech rofei v'chein, just like Chachmas HaRefuah is in the Torah, shar koa chachmos b'li safik. This Ramban in Hadamat Tibreishis, Hadamat Torah has a long arichas, it's worth looking at also over Yantif, the beautiful Hadamat Ramban la Torah, how all the chachmos are remuzos la Torah v'chach nikreis temima. Torah says Hashem temima, the depth of Torah.